Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. On Tuesday afternoon, when former President Donald Trump's expected to be arraigned in a New York City courtroom.
I honestly don't know how this is going to go. Hopefully as smoothly as possible. And then we begin the battle to right this wrong, because it's a day that, in my opinion, the rule of law in the United States has died.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina on CNN and others say it shows the rule of law applied equally. And with a look at the GOP political fallout, now correspondent Robert Costa in New York.
Many Republicans publicly are expressing outrage about the indictment, but privately there's a lot of political calculation going on, with donors and elected officials wondering if Trump is now increasingly vulnerable in the 2024 Republican race. Some donors told CBS News that they're thinking about recruiting some new names to jump in. One target, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
At least 31 people are now confirmed dead in that recent round of storms and tornadoes that hit a wide stretch of the country.
More than a dozen people are dead in Tennessee after a suspected tornado roared through several counties on Friday. The same system killed one person in Belvidere, Illinois, when the roof of a packed concert hall collapsed with 200 people inside. In Ohio, powerful winds knocked a tree down onto a house, killing a 13-year-old.
This is crazy.
And in Delaware, one person was killed when a tornado touched down in Sussex County.
That is correspondent Omar Villafranca in Arkansas. President Biden has been in touch with the governors there and in Illinois and Delaware to offer federal help and sympathy. Now to Tennessee, after the nation's most recent mass shooting at a school. Correspondent Mark Strassman.
Nashville's grief is still raw. Weekend memorial services for Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kenny.
Reducing gun violence should be the number one priority for our country. Anything less, we are failing our children.
In sports, a first time ever NCAA women's hoops title for LSU. Winners over Iowa 102-85, Coach Kim Mulkey.
Never in the history of LSU basketball, men or women, have ever played for a championship and to win it. I think my tears are tears of joy.
That on ESPN and ABC. Secretary of State Blinken has told his Russian counterpart the U.S. wants a detained Wall Street Journal reporter released. His name is Evan Gershkovich. His editor's Emma Tucker. She was on Face the Nation.
Evan is a very talented, experienced reporter. He's accredited to report from Russia. He was on an assignment. He was reporting from the ground to provide our readers with eyewitness accounts of what it's like to be in Russia at the moment. It's a complete outrage that he was arrested like this.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music rocker. Who is in the Devil's Lair tonight?
Rob, Two Sick Charlie plays the cigar box guitar, a once forgotten instrument of American blues and roots music. His music has been described as traditional upper Midwestern cigar box guitar roots music. Born in Nassau, Blue Chevy Bel Air on the outskirts of Belleville, Illinois, Two Sick Charlie performed on the Mississippi River Medicine Show circuit for several years before transitioning into a practice of medicine. After developing various snake oil curses for ailments that proved unfounded but very, very profitable, he made his way to Madison, where he lives a quiet, ascetic life of medical study, songwriting, and robustly varied acquiescence to almost constant temptation. Oh, boy. We are here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, with Two Sick Charlie. Two Sick, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Man, thanks so much for having me, you guys. Great to be here.
Wow. So that was a mouthful. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Two Sick Charlie, give us a little backstory. That intro raised more questions than it answered.
Well, I did that because the reality is quite boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a self-taught musician. I was a physician. I didn't think people really cared to hear about that. So I decided to blend a little bit of the reality medicine with a little bit of the fantasy medicine show I'm a big fan of Medicine Show Music. We'll play some of it later tonight.
Oh, excellent.
So I wanted to kind of weave that in and make a little story that put a smile on people's faces. You know, I take my music very seriously. Don't take myself very seriously.
How long ago was it that you started playing?
I play various guitars, different styles of guitars, probably 30, 40 years ago, but graduated to cigar-box guitars, actually due to an injury. I couldn't play a regular six-string guitar anymore.
Oh, wow.
But given the smaller fretboard and dimensions of a cigar-box guitar, I could play it without pain, so I just kind of went in. And I fell in love with the instrument. I mean, it's three strings. It's very unorthodox, and it's a labor of love because no one writes songs for three strings cigar-box guitars. You have to take what's there and figure out how to make it work on three strings.
Now, you used to build your own guitars, if I remember correctly.
I tried once, and it just was pretty ugly.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if I continued doing that, I wouldn't have any fingers left. So I have friends that build very good guitars, including the one I have tonight.
And tell us about the guitar that you're going to play for
us tonight. This is built by my friend in Destin, Florida, Rob Roble, who's been building probably about 5 or 6 years now, and he's a master craftsman. This is a TAA cigar box, an 481 TAA cigar box guitar, or cigar box that he made into a guitar. So it's like a full.
So it was electric. Like a real cigar box. Yeah, there were once real cigars in that box.
Yeah. So, and the best thing about a cigar box guitar is there's no rules. I mean, it's wonderful. You can tune it any way you want. You can play it any way you want. I started out with classical guitar, and that's all about rules.
Yeah.
Medicine's all about rules. And this was just a perfect fit for just the opposite of what you are doing most of your life.
So it set you free.
It set me free.
Nice. Well, let's get to some live music with Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called All Messed Up and Down.
Yeah.
Tell us why you chose this song.
This is my opener. I always like to play the song first. I first heard it from an English group called The Discoveries. It was pretty much a rockabilly tune, and I decided to kind of give it a little more blues feel, kind of a John Lee Hooker feel, and rearrange the song a bunch too. It just kind of fit my liking. So it's, you know, it's basically, as you see on American Bandstand, you know, it's got a good beat, easy to dance to. It's a 10.
All right. Too Sick Charlie, right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
That's the three strings. It's tuned GDG, open chord. Down.
I'm tired of carrying that burden around. Well, you treat me like a country clown. Gonna pack my bags and leave this town, 'cause I'm all messed up and down.
There he is, 2 Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, I have to take a moment. We were talking about your guitar, but the last time we had you on the Devil's Lair, you were sitting on a suitcase with a bass drum pedal that was tapping the suitcase, and you had some funny. Now you're using these really high tech drum pedals,
right?
Tell us about the evolution of the drummer.
Yeah.
Give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. You got to love it. Got to love it. Yeah, I mean, even my drummer shows up for time for practice. I love it. You know?
Never late.
Never late. Yeah, I started out with a suitcase guitar. I mean, it had a great vibe, great sound, but quite frankly, over time, being on uneven surfaces and stages, I almost did some face plants while performing. So I started to have to rethink things. And secondly, playing at heel with your heels instead of like a drummer would normally, play their toes.
Because you were playing the bass pedal backwards, right? Suitcase you were sitting on.
Yeah, which really limited what you could do as a drummer. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of take my drumming, if I may, to another level with, different double beats, syncopated beats, and you can do that sitting forward if you get your body to do it.
yeah. And so you got a drum thrown, too.
You got a drum thrown, man. I'm really coming up in the world.
Nice. 2 Sick, last time we had you on the show, you were the 2021 Paramount Blues Challenge winner.
Right.
And you were on your way to compete in the 2022 International Blues Challenge. Tell us about your competitive pursuits.
Yeah, well, I don't actually like to compete too much when it comes to music. I mean, everybody's music is wonderful in its own way, and having judges say one is better than the other kind of rankles me a bit, especially when the Russian judges are there. So, but that was a wonderful opportunity to go to Memphis, play on Beale Street, which is a dream. You know, the heart of the blues music scene in this country, and met some great people, some wonderful musicians, made some friends. It was just a blast. I got to play my show at Jerry Lee Lewis's cafe in Honky Tonk.
Oh, wow.
Which was just...
What was that like?
It was just amazing. Just an amazing place to be. I mean, it really didn't sink in until I was done.
What was there that was like really Jerry Lee Lewis? Did they have some of his stuff or piano or some of his clothes?
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of teenage girls.
Yeah.
There really wasn't too much of him there anymore. It used to be his, and it's kind of kept the name and evolved on its own. So, but that was just wonderful. Now, I just like to play where I can get shows and like to play in festivals. We're in New Orleans in January for the New Orleans Cigar Box Festival, which is probably the most prestigious international cigar box festival in the country, or in the world, actually. So playing there was just a treat. We were at the New Orleans Jazz Museum, and on the third floor of that, they have a professional sound studio and performance area, and it was just killer.
Wow.
Just wonderful. Great, great time there. It was a wonderful experience. And, having drum pedals makes travel a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet.
They fit in the suitcase.
Nice. Yeah. So you still have the suitcase. Yeah, it just carries the drum pedals.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I'm playing all the drums. I mean, these aren't pre-recorded drum tracks or, electronic beats.
You're a one-man band.
I'm a one-man band. My brain is wired very funny.
Well, tell us about your dark side, Dr. Hyde. So all jokes aside, though, tell us about being an MD and you left the medical field to play blues. I mean,
I retired. Let's
you
say
know,
that.
A lot of people would say, what, you went to medical school and you know, the Jewish mothers out there are rolling over backwards.
No, it was time to retire. You know, I put in several decades of work, and you get to a moment in medicine where you just know, I can't do this anymore. I've done enough, and it's time for someone else to step in for me. So I decided to, was dabbling with my music before that, and I decided to go all in because I really didn't want to get down the road and say, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had tried. It's like, why not now? If not now, never.
Wow. That's a great inspiration. Well, let's hear another song.
Yeah.
By Too Sick Charlie, who is live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. Too Sick, this next song is one of your originals, and yep. It's called No Love. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest and most prolific songwriter. I mean, you know, I don't sit down and write songs. You know, Prince did that.
Yeah.
For most of us, songs just kind of come to you and pop in your head, and this is one that just popped in my head one day, and boom, it was there.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah, really is. I like to call it, it's a hill country stomp style from the kind of North Mississippi hill country blues, which is a very hypnotic, boogie, rhythmic type of music. I call it, in some ways, it's like the Ramones of blues music. Very simple, very straightforward, but man, it just sounds so good.
I like it.
So that, you know, I can't really say much else about this song on the advice of my attorneys. So,
all right.
This is called No Love.
No Love. This is Too Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Baby, what you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Been calling you, baby. What you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love. What's that cheating sound? Baby, what's that cheating sound? Other men coming round. Baby, what's that cheating sound? Don't you tell me about no love. No love. What you trying to do?
Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been holding you. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love.
Too Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Rob.
Yeah.
We're here right now in the Devil's Lair with Too Sick Charlie.
And it's all brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
And so Too Sick Charlie, tell me about the name Too Sick Charlie. Where does that come from?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, my girlfriend and I have a favorite movie, Some Like It Hot. Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. It's a classic. And the mobster in the beginning who gets killed is called Toothpick Charlie.
Ah.
So we decided to do a one-off on that and make it Too Sick Charlie. And secondly, I have a very long German name that just really doesn't work in music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it came from that movie. We just was watching it one day, and I said, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did you pick, you know, this flavor of blues? Like, what drove you into this style of music as opposed to maybe, you know?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that before. The Hill Country Blues are very simple music, very powerful. You know, and it's like the Ramones, which people, that's what people loved about the Ramones, right? I mean, how many guitar solos did they play in their career?
Yeah.
One. So, yeah. And Hill Country Blues is like that. It's hypnotic boogie, you know, based very drum based, particularly snare drum.
Where did you get introduced to this style of music?
You know, I don't remember the first time I stumbled across it, but it just hit me. It's like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and in the Midwest it's Chicago blues and pretty much nothing else,
right?
And I liked other styles of blues, like East Coast Piedmont style, which is kind of a ragtime blues. But when I first heard this one, it was like, where has this been all my life? It was just, it just connected in a very kind of a primitive way. It's like, this is it. This is the music I want to play.
It's calling you.
It called me.
Well, we can see you around Wisconsin this summer. Let's start with the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on April 15th.
Awesome place.
Let's see, you can get, what do they have there? The pasties?
Beer Rocks. The Beer Rocks. That's German for pasty.
German for pasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great food.
I did not know that. That's that's a new little bit of trivia. Yep. I got to get in there. It's right over on my side of town.
Yep, Sherman.
May 3rd, you're at the Tasting Room in Monona.
Awesome.
The Tasting Room is a cigar bar. Are you going to be there collecting empty boxes to make future guitars?
I was eyeing them last time. They had a stack against the wall, and I'm picking one out.
Yeah?
You don't have to pay me. Just give me an empty box.
How is it playing in the Tasting Room?
How is it playing there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. It's outside, usually on the patio. People are wonderful. I've just had a blast. I've got 3 shows there this year, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, let's get back to live music with Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is a Piedmont blues song. It's called Every Day of the Week. It's by Pink Anderson. Who is Pink Anderson, and why did you choose this song?
Pink Anderson is one of my favorites. he played Medicine Show circuits for most of his career, and only until the latter part of his life did he play regular venues and record his music, fortunately. But it's got Piedmont blues is kind of a ragtime blues, and Pink was just so unique. He was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the music I call it Medicine Show Hokum. And Hokum is basically the blending of sexual innuendos and humor, and that's what this music was about. When medicine shows were circling the country, they'd pull into town and drop a stage and they'd have carnival acts and musicians come out and play. And between the acts is when the sellings happened for the snake oils and the love potions and cure-alls. So Pink was part of that circuit. And
that's where the medicine part comes.
That's where the medicine part comes. I truly treasure Pink's music, and that's why I wanted to do the song. It's ragtime and blues, or Piedmont blues on the Scarbox guitar is not for the faint of heart. It's just not what the guitar is built for, the way it's tuned and set up. So I'm very proud of this song because I pulled it together.
Well, let's hear it. Every Day of the Week by Pink Anderson. Yeah. This is 2-6 Charlie in the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, I guess the other thing, too, probably should mention is everybody knows Pink by his name, but not his music, because he's the Pink of Pink Floyd.
Ah, I was kind of wondering, but...
Yeah, he's the Pink. They loved him.
Wow, very interesting.
We got some relax. I think we're good.
I woke up this morning, clock said 4:30. Should have heard my baby saying, "Daddy, please don't go. Leave me be, little woman. God knows I got to go. Had the blues so long, it made my poor heart so. If you got one woman, better get you 5. Cause 2 may leave you and the other 3, they may die." Got me a Monday, Monday woman. She works on 4th of May. Got a Tuesday woman, she gives me her spare change. Got a Wednesday, Wednesday woman. She gives me a whiskey and beer. Got a Thursday woman, raise hell if she catch me here. Got a Friday, Friday woman. She don't treat me right. Got a Saturday woman, she keeps me up all night. Got a Sunday, Sunday woman. She leaves me alone to sleep. By now you know I got a gal for every day of the week. This morning, what you reckon on my mind? Told my baby she better spare me some time. If you got one woman, better get you 5. Cause 2 may leave you and the other 3, they may die.
Charlie on Max Inc. Radio. More live stuff coming up right after this.
CBS News Brief. Preparing to defend ex-President Trump Tuesday afternoon in a courtroom in New York City, attorney Joe Tacopina tells ABC's This Week.
Anyone other than Donald Trump would not have been prosecuted for this ridiculous factual scenario.
The actual details of which are not known, even to Trump's lawyers, since Trump's criminal indictment is sealed, expected to be made public at that Tuesday arraignment. Also on ABC, ex-Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson urging a wait-and-see approach to the Trump case, but calling on Trump to drop out of the GOP presidential race, which he is entering.
And I'm convinced that people want leaders that appeal to the best of America and not simply appeal to our worst instincts.
A rare thing these days, Secretary of State Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart, seeking the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkowitz. Melvin Goodman is with the Center for International Policy.
I don't think the call will mean anything in terms of moving this issue in a more moderate or saner direction, and that's unfortunate.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse Record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, and the wings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and you're listening to The Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
Rob, we're here talking with Two Sick Charlie in the live in The Devil's Lair, and we were talking about seeing Two Sick Charlie around this summer, May 13th. You're at the Grey Dog Deli in Mineral Point.
Yep.
Now, that sounds like a great place to eat.
Right?
It is. It's fabulous. They've had some problems with COVID, and they're getting back into live music this year, so I'm just so excited to go back again. I've played there several times.
Is this outdoor or inside?
It's indoor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then June 3rd, you're going to be at the Farley Center in Verona. What's up with the Farley Center?
They have a summer concert series. And I played a show there last fall, and they asked me to come back for their summer concert series. I'm very, very excited. It's at the Farley Center, which is just outside of Verona. Beautiful outdoor setting in a valley. I'm pumped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Then June 11th, you are at the Capital Speed Cruise-In in Marshall.
Oh, man.
Is that a car show?
In a way, it is. Capital Speed is just wonderful. It's a brand new bar. Opened up last year. I was their first band they had there last year, so it was quite fun to break it in. And the Cruise-In is kind of an informal car show. Bring your car. Yeah, right, Rob?
Are the best, too.
I love those.
You never know what's going to be there, who's going to be there.
I love Cruise-Ins. Yeah, they're my favorite as well. And so they're starting that series this summer and asked me to come again and play music for everyone that's going to show up.
Wow, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And then June 21st, it's the summer solstice, and you are part of Make Music Middleton at the Stone Horse Green. We just had Mary Rose Eckberg in here. She's Make Music Madison.
Yep.
And she was telling us that this was moving into other cities right around, or other cities just outside of Madison.
Absolutely.
Middleton is one of those.
Right.
Tell us about your participation in the Middleton's version of the Worldwide Music Festival.
This started last year when they were renovating and totally redoing the Stonehurst Green down in the center of Middleton and to make it a family space and public space. They also added a beautiful stage. And so they talked to me about coming I mean, it was last summer, come for Make Music Middleton this year to kind of break it in. So very excited to open that up and have the opportunity to play. It's a gorgeous place, great for music, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just get off of university.
Yep.
You know, like
right off university.
You don't know what's back there, right? And
yep.
They did all that work, and you just got to turn left.
Yeah, it's wonderful. They're going to have food, you know, lots of people. Last year I played a show there, probably like 100 people in that area. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, plus all the shops there, too.
Yep, all the shops. It's great space. Even more beautiful now. Middleton did an amazing, amazing job.
Well, let's hear another song from Too Sick Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song is an Ian Bowerman song. It's called Find Some Way. What's important to know about this song?
That's not really the title.
No, what's the title?
Well, I play family shows, so it's called The Juice Ain't Worth the Squeeze. So I thought I'd better change that, because that just wouldn't go over well. So I'm sorry, Ian. He's a great musician in England. I just had to drop that verse and kind of rearrange the song a little bit so I wouldn't get kicked out of family shows, like in Middleton. It's a one-chord blues. You know, I call it one chord and the truth. You know, one-chord blues are probably the hardest songs to play. Even though it seems counterintuitive, but this is kind of, you know, turn it up and burst the bass cones kind of song.
Mm. All right, Too Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Should
Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, I really like that song. That was a great song. You know, you released, you recently released five new songs you recorded at Blast House Studios here in Madison with producer Landon Arkins. Tell us about this album of music you just released.
Yeah, I'm playing a few of the songs tonight. Can't say enough about Landon Blast House. It's an amazing place to record and just an incredible, incredible producer. He works magic. He works magic. So decided to pick, the songs are all very different from each other, kind of show a variety. You know, use the songs for marketing as much as anything else. So I want people to hear, you know, kind of the range of what I can do. Pretty much I got, the only thing I haven't done, I play bluegrass, blues. I don't have a lot of country. Zydeco, rockabilly.
Right.
So I like to spread out, you know, when you play to an audience, you know, at a bar or something, there's going to be somebody who likes one type of music and not the other. So I'd like to have a variety, and I like all kinds of music myself, too.
So are you recording originals by you, or are you picking some, like, kind of traditional standards?
I don't do any traditional standards, actually.
Or, I don't know what you'd call them. Yeah. Unknown standards.
Unknown standards and a few originals here and there, yeah. Yeah.
Where can we keep up with your live shows and find Too Sick Charlie online?
Yeah.
You're online.
Too. I have a website. That's toosickcharlie.com, T-O-O, sickcharlie.com. It's the only one out there. Music on all the major streaming platforms. Facebook, Too Sick Charlie, Instagram, Too Sick Charlie. So, yeah, if you type in Google, there'll be a lot of ways you can find out about shows, listen to music, you know, read my bio again.
I love the bio.
There's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
You know, well, let's get back to live music. With Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, this next song is called Girls I've Never Kissed. Tell me about the Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, like I said, I don't pick out traditional music.
The Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, they're from...
There's Kokomo Kings from other places, but no, these are from Sweden.
I don't think there's Kokomo Kings anywhere else. Most Americans don't know where Kokomo is, but give it to the Swedes. They know. They're an old-time rock and roll band. They like to describe themselves playing Saturday night music or juke joint music, and I heard this song they just did as almost like a demo, and I fell in love with it and said, I got to figure out how to make this work for a cigar box guitar and one-man band, and it kind of fell in place.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. Right. Girls I've Never Kissed, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Tearing up the town, I don't care, as long as I got you.
on my hat, on my coat, sell my house, lose my boat, I don't care, as long as I got you. Well, you make me a nervous wreck, can't stop staring, can't move my neck, pull out a bottle cause I need a fix, can't keep my eyes off your wiggling hips. Trouble and misery, I don't care, I don't care, as long as I got you.
The bluesy goodness of Two Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
The bluesy, juicy goodness.
I like that.
Oh, man. Two Sick Charlie.
I like that.
Now, you may be out of the medical practice, but you're still studying. What's your area of interest that you study?
I kept on one thing. For about 20-plus years, I worked in tobacco cessation and people with in disparate populations. It'd be people with mental illness, people with substance use disorders, and other underrepresented groups who have carried a disproportionate toll of tobacco in this country. So I've continued working with the group that we founded, you know, about 21 years ago, and dabble with that a little bit now.
Wow. And thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio
thanks
tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And play for us on The Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. I know we have at least one more song,
yeah,
and we probably have a couple minutes, so you might think of adding another song we play till the end of the hour.
I do have a two-minute song, if you like.
Okay.
It's a Zydeco.
Well, before we get to that, we have another song by Ian Bowerman, and this one's called I Cried For You. Hopefully it's the real title.
Yep, that's the real title.
And tell us a little bit about the song before you play.
You know, I was thinking about what I would say about this one. It's a song I heard and I said I got to do it. It's another one of those songs that just kind of connects with you and you just inside say I like this. I want to make it work. And so I just went to work on it and made my version.
Nice. It's Two Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
let you stay last night. I cried all night long. Won't you tell me, baby, what I did wrong, wrong? Well, I had myself a dream. And for once you cried for me. Well, I wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you. Well, I wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you. Well, I wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you.
Local music, live in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. Just amazing job, Tusik. Charlie.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Really very, very excited to be here and get to play.
Our pleasure. And we'll mention again, you're at the Beer Rock on Madison's North Side coming up April 15th, May 3rd at the Tasting Room in Monona. And you also have a couple other shows coming up May 13th at the Great Dog Deli in Mineral Point, June 3rd at the Farley Center in Verona, and June 11th at Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall, the car place.
And then in July, going to be in West Bend at the 8th Annual Homegrown Music Festival. Very excited about that one.
Oh, wow. Any other festivals this summer?
Jamming at the Porch kind of a festival at the Mineral Point Historical Society. Very excited to play there.
Wow, that's got to be a pretty cool show.
Oh, it's a great setting.
What other kind of artists are playing down there?
I don't know who else is on the schedule this year. I don't think they've put it out yet, or I've just missed it.
So do you maybe have another song in your bag of tricks there?
How much time?
How much time we have, Rob?
Hey, we have time for another song. Maybe four minutes at the most.
4 minute song.
Yeah, but we can always play out, too, whichever way it works. You know?
I'd give you a choice. I can play a Zydeco tune on my harmonica, which is different.
Okay.
Or I could play some Medicine Show harmonica from a guy named Peg Leg Sam.
Now that sounds fun.
Who's that been here a while ago? That's the song. You want to do that one?
Oh, nice. Let's
do
hear
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Peg Leg Sam.
He did have a peg leg.
Yeah.
He played with Pink Anderson on Medicine Shows. They played together for decades.
Wow.
So that's how kind of the one creeps to the other. You learn about Pink Anderson, then you learn about Peg Leg Sam, then you say, I got to play some Peg Leg Sam songs.
I see why it's addicting.
It's very addicting. Like you said, this is called Who's That Been There a While Ago? It's a little tongue-in-cheek song. Been here a while ago. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Heard my back door rocking, thought it was a garbage can. One leg in his britches, holding the other one in his hand. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Must have been a stranger, never been here before. Broke my bed and shouldn't have had a pallet on my floor. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they be talking how low a man can be.
If I got any children, Lord, they all better look like me. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they all know me, and they call me Sam. Time I open my front door, I hear my back door slam. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? He left my back door open, letting in that fresh air. Found him in my alleyway, kneeling down in prayer. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Who that been here a while ago? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? That rascal's still running.
Wow, what an awesome song that was.
Thank you. Hey, your peg legs.
If I have a bunch of kids, they all better look like me.
Yeah, I love that line. That was great. That was great.
When he actually recorded that song, it was, you know, one of those old live take studios, and you can hear the studio guys laughing throughout the song.
Right?
They're on the floor with it, and they just kept it in the recording, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an amazing... amazing performance. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
To be on Max Inc. Radio. Rob?
Yeah.
We have Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I can't wait for Max Inc. Heavy. All week I've been waiting to watch you rock out.
And we'll be interviewing a 20-minute mission.
Nice.
From Madison. And remind everybody that you can listen to tonight's show tomorrow night, repeats at 6 p.m. to midnight. And also you can go to Civic Radio, civicmedia.us, and check out our podcast. Just search Max Inc. Radio Show.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.